It's Tuesday, November 12th, AD 2019. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Kevin Swanson and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. The battle for survival for Christian adoption agencies took a good turn last week. The Second Circuit Court of Appeals issued an emergency order to prevent the state of New York from shutting down the Christian New Hope Adoption Agency over their refusal to place children with people living in unnatural relations with each other, reports Alliance Defending Freedom. The court noted that the state of New York would demonstrate, quote, specific irreparable First Amendment injury, end quote, by enforcement of the regulations. Christian songwriter Keith Getty had strong words to say about contemporary Christian music. He told the Christian Post that many modern songs focus on emotionalism over sound doctrine. His concern is that modern worship songs are earthly and attempting, quote, cultural relevance, end quote. Getty said, quote, it is a de-Christianizing of God's people. It's utterly dangerous. I have no quibbles saying enough is enough. This cannot happen to build an authentic generation, end quote. 1 Corinthians 14 verse 15 asks, what is the conclusion then? I will pray with the Spirit, and I will also pray with the understanding. I will sing with the Spirit, and I will also sing with the understanding. As the New Zealand Parliament prepares to legalize abortion in that country, public opinion is going the other way. Family First in New Zealand reports that 90% of the public submissions from medical doctors, nurses, and healthcare workers were opposed to the legalization of child killing. Only 8% supported the pro-abortion government bill. Almost two-thirds of the submitters were women. Bob McCoskey of Family First said that women are far more likely than men to say that life begins at conception. Plus, as of a month ago, every state in Australia had completed the process of legalizing abortion, and Northern Ireland legalized the killing of children 2 weeks ago. New Zealand was the last of the Western nation states to fold on the matter of child killing. In no uncertain terms, Psalm 2 warns these governments, why do the nations rage and the people plot a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, let us break their bonds in pieces and cast away their cords from us. He who sits in the heavens shall laugh.